Halfway between Macon and Augusta on the main drag in the town of Sandersville is a building that looks kind of like a white barn with a yellow roof. Well, it's not a barn. It's a fast food tradition. People love the Dairy Lane, in part because it's a quick nostalgia trip, and it's also a quick meal. But it turns out one piece of Dairy Lane nostalgia could benefit most lovers of a good burger. Dairy Lane has been in operation since 1953. And while it really hops on a Friday night before a football game, most afternoons you can find regular.
Oh, you take care now.
Okay, baby.
Like Brent Withrow. He has his regular order.
I ordered a small hamburger, small onion rings, small cut.
It's Dairy Lane's small burger, their original, that keeps Withrow coming back. Virgie Collins has been cooking at Dairy Lane since 1967, and she says Withrow is not alone.
The cheeseburger, the number one seller.
All the ladies.
The patty, with or without cheese, only weighs 2 ounces. In modern fast food terms, that's an eighth of a pounder. And this is not a little steamer like you get at Crystal or White Castle. It's just a burger.
It's been that way ever since 1953 or 54.
So Dairy Lane has locked their burger in time. A 1950s portion size in a mega portion world. But how different is it from something you'd get from a chain today? I took two burgers, a Dairy Lane cheeseburger, and the smallest thing I could find listed on the menu screen at McDonald's, a quarter pounder with cheese, to Marsha Lewis. She's a nutritionist at Mercer University. She weighed them. First, the Dairy Lane patty.
So technically, it's 1 3/4.
That's 1 3/4 ounces. Lewis says the other quarter of an ounce could have evaporated in my fridge over the weekend. Same for the quarter pound patty, which actually weighed in at.
It says 2 1/2 ounces now.
Between them, that's a difference of about 3/4 of an ounce, which, Lewis says, translates to about 75 calories. So that's your dinner. Add that number of calories at breakfast and lunch, too, and Lewis says pretty soon you're gaining about 1/2 pound of weight a week. So that's a back-of-the-napkin comparison between old-school and present-day burgers. Megan McCrory is a nutrition researcher at Boston University who takes a far more comprehensive view in a study recently published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. There, she looked at changes in fast food from 1986 to 2016.
So on average, what was the increase in calorie size over that, in entrees over that period?
It was 90 calories, but we actually saw a bigger change in desserts. That change was 186 calories on average. It's huge.
So how did hamburgers on average grow by 90 calories over 3 decades? McCrory says they crept up in weight about 1/2 ounce every 10 years. But McCrory says that even before hamburgers put on the extra weight, people could generally just eat one of them and call that a meal.
There is some interesting research that shows if you give people different portion sizes, they are just as satisfied with a smaller portion size of a larger portion size.
That is to say, if smaller hamburgers magically came back tomorrow, we'd likely be okay with it. But McCrory says it's unlikely fast food chains will roll back the clock for us, which leaves it up to us to exercise some self-control. That portion size matters is something Dairy Lane regular Brent Withrow figured out on his own. He's lost 65 pounds over the last 3 years.
I used to come in here and order like 3 hamburgers and a large order of onion rings and a large Coke. But I've quit that.
So Withrow still treats himself at Dairy Lane. He just says one burger per trip is enough. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.